This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are Ettercaps.
There's a monster in my podcast.
So, like, I've never seen a spider do anything other than stand up.
Right.
Like, a spider is never prone. Well, so, of course, spider, they sleep standing up. But how uncomfortable is that?
A spider never lounges. But the thing is, I think it's like a horse where it's more comfortable being up like that. I think that its joints kind of adapt it, you know?
They, like, lock.
Yeah, I think that they lock. Although that might be a little bit like, you know, a spider is kind of like one compact unit. If you have like the torso, I think that there might be like your lower body locks, but you end up having to like lean against something. But I think that ultimately, if you could make a hammock like instinctively that supported your own body, Gary, I love a hammock. You know,
oh, hammocks are pretty nice.
Yeah,
I didn't even think about that. But it's just there's nowhere for your lower body to go. Like a drider can't hang out in a hammock. You can never lay down again. Your back will never be supported.
Yeah.
Like there's no chairs for it. There's like, you'll be wearing one of those back braces, like a guy who works in the back room at fucking Walmart.
Oh God. Heaven forfend.
Yeah.
Bite your tongue.
Yeah. Like those driders, a bunch of driders in the back of this Target. But like, it's just, you could never lounge. And that would be the bummer thing about being a drider, I think. Whereas the Ettercap has the best of both worlds. He can make himself a hammock, and he doesn't have the lower body of a spider.
Right. He makes himself the hammock, but he like loads it with dead leaves and moss and shit.
Yeah. So, I could get down with the drider lifestyle.
Oh yeah.
Or, I mean the Ettercap lifestyle rather.
Yeah. Even though the Ettercap is basically indistinguishable from a spider, mechanically, aside from the fact that it has, you know, four limbs instead of eight.
Yeah, just a little bit more humany.
Right.
Like, Ettercaps are ugly bipedal creatures that get along very well with all types of giant spiders.
Yep.
That's nice of them. Like, I love the use of get along. They're like, hey, do you want to get stoned and watch Rick and Morty?
Like, they bring the good wine to each other's dinner parties.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Ettercap parties.
Yeah. Gary, I love this illustration because it looks kind of like a goblin made with a spider with a bat's head.
Yeah. It's a good drawing. It looks creepy. It looks like a cryptid.
Yeah.
Like this would be the kind of thing you'd see in rural, you know, Kentucky. Yeah. There'd be like, this is a paper, you know, like a Mothman style newspaper sketch.
yeah. But he looks like he's ready to pounce. It's kind of like somebody just shown a flashlight in his eyes. Like,
we're entering into a stretch of this book where too many things have the ability to kill players instantly.
Right. So they've got this toxigen that paralyzes the victim's heart in one to four rounds, which is barely enough time to take a piss. Turns. There we go. Sorry.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's enough time to like fix it, but you have to know that you're like poisoned and stuff. And that's, if you didn't bring antitoxin with you and you just happen to get sprung with some other caps, you're pretty fucked.
Right.
It's not enough time to get back to town. It's enough time to drink a potion.
Right.
So,
yeah,
real bummer that.
Or just hope that your cleric has the proper spell, you know, lined up. And you know, you would think, okay, well, I can prepare for this. However, they set up ambushes.
I like that a lot. They have a lot of traps and stuff, which like a spider to a web.
Like
exactly.
Nets, tripwires, garrots.
Garrots.
Yeah.
Like Ettercap Agent 47. Like.
Oh, the silent spider. Now, Gary, silent spider. That's my Metal Gear Solid rank.
I feel like most spiders are pretty silent. Yeah. Just like, oh, I can't sleep. Yeah. All these fucking spiders in here.
It sounds like somebody who's plucking a violin. Shit. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.